Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Only about one in four people charged with a felony in the U.S. can afford a lawyer. Most of the rest depend on public defenders, often so overworked it's hard to provide a quality defense. Lawyer Jonathan Rapping calls that a civil rights crisis. 7 years ago, Rapping started a training and mentoring program for public defenders in the South. This spring, he brought the same techniques and training to public defenders throughout Maryland. And this week, he got a vote of confidence from the MacArthur Foundation, which gave him one of their 21 Genius Grants. And Jonathan Rapping joins us on the line from WABE in Atlanta. Welcome to Maryland Morning.
Thanks so much, Sheila. It's great to be with you.
It's great to talk to you. Congratulations. What kind of surprise was it when you got the call on Tuesday?
It was somewhat surreal, somewhat overwhelming. I think I still am waiting for someone to call me up and say, just kidding. But it's been great. It's been great.
You were a public defender in Washington, D.C. before you began training public defenders. Why did you make that switch?
Well, I started my career in Washington, D.C., spent my first 10 years as a public defender there, and I was fortunate because that really is one of the few offices in the country that has manageable caseloads and has the resources that allow lawyers to give poor people the kind of representation the Constitution demands. But in 2004, there was an effort to build a new statewide public defender system in Georgia, and I was asked to come down and be the training director. And it seemed like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be in on the ground floor of a real reform effort. So I agreed to do that. And 2 years later, after Katrina hit New Orleans, I was invited to come to New Orleans and help rebuild the public defender office there. I did some work in Mississippi and Alabama. And it was really my first introduction to the fact that in most of this country, our criminal justice systems have come to accept an embarrassingly low standard of justice for poor people. So I made the switch because I thought it would be exciting, but it turned out being an eye-opening experience that changed the course of my career.
And the course of that career included 7 years ago starting a nonprofit that's now called Gideon's Promise, a name that refers to that constitutional right that you just talked about, the Supreme Court decision in 1963 in Gideon v. Wainwright that held that an indigent defendant has a constitutional right to representation, and that created the public defender system. You're partnering this year with the Maryland Office of Public Defender, which has 570 lawyers. Tell us about the work you're doing here.
Well, I think to understand the import of the work that Gideon's Promise is doing with Maryland, you do have to understand that 51 years ago the Supreme Court said that justice really depends on people having a lawyer, that a lawyer is necessary to ensure that all of us are able to realize our most fundamental rights when we're charged with a crime. And if we believe in equal justice, poor people must have access to the same kinds of lawyers that you and I would pay for, lawyers with the training, the resources, the heart, the commitment. So that's what Gideon's Promise is meant to address, helping create a community of lawyers who can live up to that standard. Maryland is like public defender systems across the country. Their lawyers have more cases than they can handle, consistent with their ethical obligations in the Constitution. They don't have enough resources. And the head of that system, Paul DeWolf, who spent some time working with our leadership community in Gideon's Promise, was really excited about the work we are doing to try to help lawyers stay inspired and not get burned out and jaded in systems that really want them to process human beings. So Paul DeWolf invited Gideon's Promise to partner with him, and we are now working with the lawyers across Maryland, not only to teach them the skills they need to be effective advocates, but also to be change agents, to go into systems that have oftentimes lost sight of justice and to resist pressures to become resigned to the status quo, to push back against the systems, to push the systems to live up to our most noble ideals.
On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Jonathan Rapping. He won a MacArthur Genius Grant this week for his work training and mentoring public defenders. Since May, he's been working with public defenders in Maryland. HBO featured your work in the documentary called Gideon's Army, which followed several young public defenders in the South. And in one scene, you're leading a discussion of the challenges these young public defenders are facing. And one of them says this.
I closed over 500 felonies last year, and I have 165 pending cases right now. They're all felonies. And I cannot be an effective attorney at those numbers.
With public defenders under that kind of workload, how much can the kind of motivational work you do really help? I mean, why not work on drumming up bigger budgets to hire more public defenders?
Well, so I listened to that clip, and I have to say it breaks my heart, because that's one of over 300 young public defenders we've trained who faces those sorts of odds. But I think what we recognize is we can't train anyone to handle 500 cases well. But what we can do is we can fight against systemic pressures that cause lawyers to accept that what they're doing for 500 clients is okay, to accept a low standard. So what we do is we work with those lawyers to forgive themselves for not being able to handle 500 cases well, but to really work on handling as many of those cases well as they can, work on keeping them inspired and supporting them, not just to be good lawyers today, but to develop them into tomorrow's leaders. And when we develop them into tomorrow's leaders, and we have a community of leaders who really appreciate what poor people deserve, then we'll have a landscape of advocates who can push for exactly what you're talking about, Sheila, who can push systems to increase the budgets, to decriminalize certain behavior, to make sure that no one is brought into the system if we don't have the resources to give them the justice the Constitution demands. But we have to groom those leaders because, quite frankly, our criminal justice system is populated with people, judges, prosecutors, defenders, who are well-intentioned, but their values and their assumptions have been shaped by a system that has come to accept injustice. So before we can start to advocate for the reforms that you're talking about, we have to build a community of advocates who truly embrace those values that the Supreme Court talked about in the Gideon decision 51 years ago.
In the film, we see one of the public defenders struggling with the caseload and thinking about leaving the work. You've been working with lots of public defenders here in Maryland. How many of them do you think will still be public defenders in 5 years?
Well, I think public defense across the country is an occupation that has a high turnover rate, because if you care, it is really emotionally taxing. My bigger fear than people leaving is that people who become burned out and jaded will stay, because everyone deserves a passionate lawyer. And when public defenders get burnt out, which is natural in this business, they can do a disservice to their clients. So I focus less on retention and more on making sure that those who choose to stay, stay inspired, stay true to a value set that their clients deserve, and have the skills, the values, and the tools they need to do what the Constitution demands. But I think you put your finger on an important problem, and that is that this is a job that is hard to last in.
We're down to like 10 seconds. The money aspect of the MacArthur Genius Grant is $625,000 over 5 years. What are you going to do with it?
That's a hard question. I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm sure that will help us keep the doors open when times get a little bit tough. So
we'll keep in touch with you about it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Jonathan Rapping, he's president and founder of Gideon's Promise, a nonprofit based in Atlanta that trains and supports the work of public defenders. He's been partnering with the Maryland Office of Public Defenders since May, and he's on leave as an associate professor at the John Marshall Law School in Atlanta. More information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And just ahead, a new home for Shakespeare. Stay with us on 88.1.